I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Okay, guess, if you can, what this sound is. All right, not an easy clue. I'm not talking about the truck, the sound in back of the truck. It was a bear. Mishka, Russian slang for bear, in case you were interested. Polar bears are roaming around northern Russia. At least 52 of them have congregated in one village on Novaya Zemlya, a large island in the Russian Arctic. It is quite a sight. You can see for yourself, by the way, on our Instagram. We're at PRI The World. Polar bears are no strangers to that part of Russia, but the number of polar bears is unusual and terrifying for people. So what's bringing them closer to town? Charles Maines joins us from Moscow.
The bears were attracted to the local dump outside a little town called Belyshaya Guba. This is on Novaya Zemlya up in the Arctic, of course. And, you know, this is because the bears, their standard hunting grounds, they're having trouble, catching fish and wildlife in the game that they normally would subsist on. You know, you talk to Russians and they will talk constantly about the fact that in the north you do see wildlife and you do see polar bears, particularly around the dump. I mean, of course, this is like a snack bar for them. But the idea of 52 coming there all at once in herds essentially is just, it's unheard of. But fundamentally, there have been no reports of injuries. I should add, local authorities are also outlawing the idea of shooting at the bears. That's illegal in Russia. So what they do is they tell people to shoot in the air if they need to and try and scare them off with cars or horns or whatever they can do.
So polar bears usually hunt like as individuals, but now they're in this big pack. Is that something that people are spotting?
Right. And that's the other thing that some of the climate scientists and wildlife specialists have been pointing out. This is unusual for them to be in a group. And yet here they are, driven by climate change, into entering into where human populations live. You know, and then there are other ways that Russia is in benefiting from the melting of the Arctic. So, for example, the Northern Sea Route is the fabled trade passage across the top of Russia into Asia. And, this is something that Russia's banking on for its future economic strategy. And it's changing the way that people live up in the north. You know, they can stare at a banana from time to time and have access to star fruit.
I imagine there's some difficulty in how to respond. I mean, the officials say don't shoot at them, shoot in the air if you need to. And then you've got all these jokes about a community of bears circling around, and yet people are scared. And hasn't there been an emergency declared around this?
There has been. So the local authorities have declared a state of emergency. They did that over the weekend. And right now you have military vehicles that are ferrying people around town. You have, taking kids to school, for example, so they don't encounter bears along the way. There have been reports also of cars parked near school lots so they can sort of drive off and honk their horns should the bears get close. But fundamentally, this is something where they haven't reported any. There have been reports of, for example, anybody shooting the bear dead. That's illegal in Russia, according to federal law, though I imagine people might understand if some encounter happened. But at this point, anyway, it's been so far, the local authorities seem to say that they have this under control and they're trying to figure it out. A team is coming in also in from Moscow tomorrow, I believe. And they're going to be looking at ways to sort of figure out strategies how to prevent this in the future.
I mean, do they have a plan? I mean, it's hard to imagine Moscow has more concern for 52 bears than the economic opportunities they opened up in the Arctic. But still, I mean, 52.
Right, yeah. No, it's true. And I think you're right. I mean, this is sort of a rare encounter. But what do you do to the local population? You have to do something. So I think they're trying to figure out what to do going forward if this is going to keep happening. I've heard some plans, for example, to move the city dump a little further outside of town so they're not so easily accessible for bears to then walk down the road. But, you know, obviously that takes some time and moving things around as well.
I guess in the meantime, if you see a polar bear walking down the hallway, don't follow it into the elevator, right?
They actually have lessons on the actual website for Novaya Zemlya, and they say basically the point is don't move. Stand still.
I was kind of joking, but all right. Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks very much for the update on the polar bears.
Thanks, Marco.